Brothers, 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 let me welcome you to the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. The new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. Greetings, brothers and sisters. Greetings, brothers and sisters. This is the leader of the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. I want to talk to you today about freedom. I know you have work to do, brother. I know you got to go drop the kids off, sister. I know. But hold up for a second. Hold up for a second. I want to talk to you about freedom, about the apparatus and mechanisms that make our freedom possible. I want to talk about freedom, Black man, our freedom. The 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution is our freedom, Black man. I need you to listen and pay close attention to me right now. The United States Constitution. Do you understand, brother, that it's only a piece of paper stored in the National Archives Museum and people honor it? Or they don't. It's not some heavenly scripture from God held by the angels and prophets in heaven. It's a piece of paper stored in the National Archives Museum. It's a piece of paper being kept in the building, actually, near the treasonous acts of January 6th. It's in a building, and it's a piece of paper people honor. That's our freedom, Black man. Who is in control of this piece of paper, this United States Constitution that is stored in the National Archives Museum? Who can change it? Who can amend it? Who can burn it? Who can say, fuck it, we don't need it? Who is in control of this piece of paper that contains Black people's freedom? Is it Black people? Do Black people control the destiny of this document, which is Black freedom? I need you to understand this, Black people. The people who enslaved you are the possessors and controllers of your freedom. I need you to understand this, Black man, that you are not in any way, shape, or form in control of your destiny, your way of life, or your freedom. The slave master is. Stop. I need you to understand, brothers. I need you to understand, brothers. Listen to me very carefully. Are you aware that a United States president and probably others in some political capacity could make a decision and declare, you know what? Fuck the Constitution. Let's write a new one. And first off, page 1, section 1, sentence 1. Fuck them niggas. Y'all do whatever you want to do with them niggas. Whoever kicks them out their home or removes them from their property is given adverse possession, which is, your shit is legal and in due process. Fuck them niggas. Soon, mark the date of this recording for future reference, a United States president will decide that it is best for this country to reestablish new Jim Crow laws. For those who don't know, Jim Crow laws were a collection of state and local statutes that legalized racial segregation. Named after a black minstrel show character, the laws, which existed for about 100 years, black man, from the post-Civil War until 1968. I was born in 1966, brother. I was alive for Jim Crow laws. The books and the pictures may be in black and white, brothers, but it wasn't that long ago, the Jim Crow law. Those who attempted to defy Jim Crow laws often faced arrest, fines, jail sentences, violence, and death by hanging, and sometimes burned alive. I'm talking about freedom, black man. And I'm talking about yours. It is what it is and nothing else, my brother. This is the core understanding of the movement. Understanding it is what it is. This is not between angels and demons, gods and devils and the spirit worlds. This is a situation between men. Between us and them. And that's all that it is. And you're going to have to make a decision, black man. A decision to participate in your freedom and liberation or continue doing whatever the fuck this is doing. You're going to have to join in and do something. Because the only way for the situation to change is for you to do something that you haven't done before. Today, black man, do something different. Today, black man, do something special. Today, black man, do something beautiful. Today, I need you to think about freedom, black man. Today, I need you to think about freedom, black man. And I need you to understand that we're going to work through this. That we're going to change our situation, black man. That we're going to overcome all of this, black man. By understanding the process of change. That in order for us to do differently, we have to understand differently. We have to know differently in order for us to do differently. We have to be different. What services or products can you provide to positively impact freedom and liberation for black people? I'm going to say that again. What services or products can you provide to positively impact freedom and liberation for black people? What does that mean, black man? Who are we waiting for to bring something to help the black community? Who are we waiting for to help black people? Who's coming? Who's on the way to help black people? No one, black man. No one is getting ready. Who's coming? Who's on the way? Who's flying right on in to help black people? Nobody, black man. So we're going to help ourselves. This is the movement. What can you do, black man? What have we trained and prepared you to do? black man, to help yourself, to help your people, to help and improve your community. What can you do? What have we trained our children to do? To help themselves, to help our people, to help and improve our community. What have we trained and prepared our children to do? Dear God, this is the movement, the new black freedom movement. In definition, black people building their own. But it starts by understanding the truth. In order to build, in order to change our situation, we have to acknowledge that a situation exists. And we have to have the desire to change it. We, black people, have to want to do something about it. Regardless of the retribution, regardless of the inconvenience, regardless of the hardships that we will encounter, we black people have to want to do something about it. I'm talking about freedom, black man. Do you ever think about freedom? Do you ever think about being really, really free? This is the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for black people. You coming or what, black man? Are you coming or what? This is the new Black Freedom Movement. The movement of freedom and liberation for black people. The new Black Freedom Movement.